Proclamation number 1469, dated the June 13th, 1940. Perfect spiritual order. Disorder. All imperfect spirit causes some disorder in the world because all order is perfected spirit. It behaves in accordance with divine will, and God's will is order and perfection. The disorderly condition can never be something divine. Therefore, the beings who are in God's ordained state, that is, who are within divine order, must carry the divine will within themselves, that is, they have to live in accordance with God's will first if they want to come closer to God. Immaturity, however, aspires towards God's opposite goal. It conforms to the will of the one who wants to destroy all divine order. However, this disorder can only be evoked when the imperfect spirit is in possession of free will, that is, when it is embodied in a human being, since prior to that divine will determines every activity of the being and therefore this activity has to be orderly too, which is expressed throughout the entire work of creation which exists in God's ordained order and cannot arbitrarily be transformed by a God-opposing will. Earthly life, however, is at the mercy of the human being. And thus the human being creates his own state of order or disorder, or depending on the attitude of his free will. A life in closeness to God with a surrender of one's own will must understandably proceed orderly, it must completely correspond to divine will. The human being obviously cannot violate God's will as long as he subordinates himself to it. Consequently, his conduct also has to be in line with God's ordained order. He can't help himself but aspire to what God wants. Hence, whatever is directed against this order has to collapse as a result, as it signifies disorder. All order incorporates within itself the guarantee of continuation whilst it is in the greatest interest of the representative of disorder, the adversary, to destroy everything, and for that reason he provokes an enormous disorder. It is now also understandable that human thought becomes completely chaotic when it expresses itself in some destructive form or another during earthly life. The impulse of preservation will always be divine, the impulse of destruction always satanic. Whoever complies with the inner urge to destroy, consciously submits his will to God's adversary who wants to annihilate God's work of creation and who uses the immature spirit to triumph against God. He besets the spirit. He tries to weaken the human being's will to act in a God-opposing manner, i.e., to disregard and attempt to destroy what God in his wisdom has created. And this is contrary to divine order. Everything in existence serves to mature the imperfect spirit. Every desire to destroy any kind of creation interferes with God's will, who gave all spirit a certain length of time and will only release it from its form when the spirit within the form has matured, i.e., when it has become capable to live through the next stage of embodiment within God's ordained order. A being which is prematurely disturbed in the process of higher development wants to escape its form or take its abode in an external form that is unsuitable for its state of mind and this, since it lacks the necessary maturity, would be the start of an unimaginable disorder which would have horrifying consequences on Earth as well in the entire universe. Because everything would be at the mercy of the immature, God-opposing spirit. There would be an open contest against God which would rage against all divine wisdom if God didn't prevent it. For that reason, i.e., to maintain divine order, the will of the immature being prior to incarnation as a human being is constrained, whereas the danger in earthly life is that the opposing will results in an unparalleled chaos. A confusion of human thought which can cause the most incredible disorder. and all virtuous spirits fight this disorder because God himself uses no coercive measure as hindrance and allows the immature spirit complete freedom of will. Nevertheless, it will always be a sin to oppose God's will. The being violates divine law, which in itself is order, when it enjoys changing this order into disorder. Because it then subordinates itself to the will of the adversary who longs to destroy everything that God has created. He will not succeed, nevertheless merely the determination to do so is the greatest offense against God's love, wisdom and omnipotence. It is rebellion against God and therefore results in the most dire consequences. The spirit who rages against him cannot enjoy freedom as long as it defies divine will and divine order. As long as it refuses to fit into God's ordained order, it is not free. Amen.